from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I would say the best defensive shortstop of my lifetime right there with Jay Bell, and that would be Jumpin' Jack Flash. Jack Wilson joining us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jack, Andrew Filippone back in Pittsburgh. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Jack, the last time I saw you, you were at spring training, and you were doing a lot of work with O'Neill Cruz, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we were getting after it, getting ready for the season. So it was definitely fun to get back in Bradenton and be with the guys.
Well, you saw what happened in the Houston game the other night. I made sure our producer sent you the video if you didn't see it on your own. As a man that played that position for a very long time and played it very well, can you explain what O'Neill Cruz was doing on that fly ball?
It's actually kind of a funny kind of memory, because that actual same ball is the very first error I had in my major league career.
Wow.
It was a shallow pop-up in Houston. Going back, and I didn't really communicate very well with Brian Giles at the time. It was like maybe my first week in the big leagues, and I clanked it. I didn't have anybody on. There was nobody on, but as I saw that ball go, and I saw O'Neill go get it, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I had flashbacks, because that was my first big league error. But yeah, it's tough. You go out there, you're always going for the ball, which I love. As a shortstop, you always want the ball. O'Neill goes after the ball, getting after it. I didn't know if there was communication with Brian and left or not, but you always want a guy to be able to go out and try to get the ball for himself. So I love that about him. And then, you know, the throw home, that's tough, because he has a different arm than everybody else that I ever had, that anybody else ever had. So when he sees a possibility of him using that to try to get a guy, I think he's going to try to do it. And in a situation where you're probably thinking, okay, I'm probably not going to throw this ball, in his mind, throws 150, you know, he thinks he can make the play. So, you know, just a really tough, fortunate event. But I do love the fact that he is not scared to try to make those plays, because that's what makes great shortstop, is not be afraid to do things that maybe other people won't even try.
Jack, if that keeps happening, though, and there are errors, like, how do you walk that fine line to say, well, we now need you to reel it in a little bit?
I think that's exactly what you said. If it keeps happening. If it keeps happening, then there definitely has to be adjustments. He's still very young in the game, in Major League Baseball, for being a shortstop. There's a lot of stuff to learn. I was very fortunate to have Mike Benjamin and Pat Mears teach me a lot of stuff about shortstops, guys that played there a long time on our rosters. And right now on the roster, there's not a lot of guys that have big league time at the shortstop.
There isn't. There hasn't been all year, Jack. Not one guy.
So I got really lucky, because I had guys that could teach me. I can make that mistake and immediately not have a coach in my face. I could have Mike Benjamin.
Mike Benjamin's sideburns right on top of you. Oh, my God,
yeah,
those things were incredible.
Exactly. He was one of the smartest. He made a huge impact in my career. He was one of the smartest fielders as far as understanding the game and understanding how to play the shortstop position. And I loved being around those guys because they really helped me. They were like a third and fourth infield coach. So, like you said, if it keeps happening, obviously it's an issue. But it's one of those things that, as you know, look how he hits. Like, he's getting normal. He's getting used to big league pitching. The more at bats you get, the better you are. Same thing defensively. The more you're out there, you're hoping to make these adjustments and stuff like that. And it's if it doesn't happen and the adjustments don't get made, then you have an issue. But there's still a lot of time for that to happen.
Pirates former shortstop Jack Wilson, our guest, talking about O'Neill Cruz. To Jordy Mercer's point about this being unprecedented and it being a difficult evaluation for him because he's never seen a man that large play the position.
Right.
Are you still convinced, Jack, that he can be an everyday major league shortstop defensively, even with the great height issue?
I think, you know, maybe over time as he gets maybe into his upper 20s, 30s, you saw it, you know, A-Rod moved over to third base, and he was obviously the last kind of really big, tall, lanky shortstop. But it's just going to depend on how much you care about playing the position on the defensive side. That's all it is. If you're an offensive shortstop and defense is kind of like, oh, it'll be there, it won't be there, you're going to have to move at some point because it's just too much. It's such a position. It's the hardest position to play in baseball where balls are hit. I think the overall hardest position is catcher, but the overall where the ball is hit, the shortstop is a very, very difficult position because of the fielding and because of the way we have to throw the ball over there. So if it gets to a point where you see that he's not completely locked and becoming that defensive standard, then probably have to shift him somewhere. But he still, like you said, he still has time to be like, all right, I want to be a great defensive shortstop. What do I need to do to get there and then make those strides?
Do you see traits in him that if it ever got to that point, he could just move over to third?
Dude, you can make him a closer if you want. He throws 150. Like, you know, it's you can do whatever you want with that type of athlete. Like, obviously, he runs well. You can put him in the outfield. You know, you definitely want to give him that shot to be that shortstop because the stuff is there. The arm is there. You know, the glove, you know, is there. Like you said, the height is different because when I'm taking ground balls with him, and it's a completely different type of, you know, way that we can move our bodies because he's bending over a lot further than I ever had to bend over because he's so tall. So I think in time, I think it's not a panic mode in time. Right now, you just kind of let him have growing pains, and it will work itself out in a sense. It's just kind of what he does with his time as a defensive shortstop.
Jack, how about when the defensive gaffes carry over to at-bats? Because he had 9 strikeouts in the Houston series. The mental game of trying to not allow for an error or two to affect when you have to get into the batter's box. Like, if you were around him, what would you say to him about that?
I would ask him if it does bother him. I think a defensive error only bothers a guy who really cares about defense, where it would carry over. I was absolutely irate if I made an error, so much so that I knew I was going to get 2 hits because I was so pissed off. I had like an extra level of energy. I was very, very upset when I made mistakes on the field because I felt like that was my job. But I was more defensive oriented. That was what I really cared about. I wanted to get hits, obviously, and produce on the offensive side, but that was my thing. I don't know how he sees the defensive side of baseball, but I think that there are going to be times where everybody, the way the pitching now is, there's going to be strikeouts. It just doesn't look good when it's coming off of, you know, you're bad on both sides of the ball. You know, you're going to have tough games out there. You're going to have tough bounces. Things aren't going to go your way. And then if it's not happening at the plate as well, it looks even worse. But I don't think he's a guy that really kind of carries it over. I think he's really in tune to what kind of impact he can have on the field offensively, which right now maybe is more than the impact he can have defensively. So I don't think he's a guy that kind of carries that over, at least from the short time that I, you know, talked with him and got to know him a little bit.
Jack, we've had a discussion over the last 2 days since that play of maybe it would make sense to unplug him for the game tonight to give him some time to either cool off, or some callers have suggested like to do it more punitively, like your head wasn't in the game, you need to take a day off to re-examine things. As a guy that's played and coached, what are your thoughts on something like that?
Yeah, it definitely does have value. I wouldn't be so rushed to do it on a single play, just because it's baseball. You're gonna have plays like that are gonna happen, and you just more care about learning from them early on than more being like a punishment or a type of discipline or whatever. But a hard reset is always nice to get, where you give them a breather and just say that, like, we're just gonna give you a day to kind of watch the game and kind of be around your teammates. And you know, that always, as a coach, I think about doing that for my players as well, and I think that has value. But
could you do that in DH them? Could I try to have it both ways?
Like, oh, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. You definitely could. You could DH them and just say, hey, let's just focus on hitting, give your arm a day off, whatever it may be. Maybe not hit BP that day or not. You know, those things are valuable over the course of 162 game season. Those days do have value, and unplugging and giving you a hard reset is always nice. So it's just definitely an option. But he's young. I mean, these are the mistakes that guys are going to make. This is his, what, third season? Yeah. Last year was his first full season, I believe.
Well, he was hurt all last year because the ankle injury. So really,
That's right.
2 years ago, he played a decent amount. But honestly, Jack, overall, he's played like 180 games in the big leagues. That's it.
Yeah, that's super fresh. I mean, that's barely over a rookie season. So, you know, I think those guys over there know, that front office, that coaching staff knows, that you're going to have growing pains, especially at that position. It is so difficult, and it's just going to be one of those things that you're going to have to hope that he makes his adjustments. When he talks to his coach, he's talked to Mendy Lopez, who's a phenomenal infield coach, and you just hope he makes that adjustments. But you know, you also need him in the lineup, because he's going to have good days, but he's also going to have days where he might be the best player on the field.
Hell yeah.
So those are tough things. Those are tough kind of, I can hard reset him, but that guy can go out and hit four home runs tonight.
Right.
Because of that power.
And you're behind Arizona by 2.5 games, and you're starting a big series with them tonight. Hey, Jack, thank you so much for giving us time, man. Keep up the good work. Your son, we're following him in Pittsburgh. He's killing it now with the A's. So you got to be a proud father, and we'll be in touch again soon, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
There you go, Jack Wilson.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.